فعلا فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم. بسم الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. بسم قدر الثالث الكنز الإسلام بكمس من الله سبحانه وتعالى. And upon taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we send durood and salawat, greetings and salutation to the last of all the anbiya and rusul, our beloved master Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and friends, perhaps you are renegade from the great Arabic introduction that today I'm going to speak to you about this ayat of the Quran, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers saying, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. I'm sure almost every one of you seated in this gathering remember hearing the words Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. In fact, it won't be far-fetched if some of you would say, we can't remember just how often we heard the words Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. If not in a bayan, and then in the course of the salat, if not for salat in the course of the taraweeh, and most would know the meaning of Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, all those who believe. All those who believe. Of those who have iman. Today I want to tell you something special about this Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrated, as mentioned by Hafiz Ibn Kathir rahimahullah in his tafsir, that kullu ma fil Qur'an ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu fa huwa fil Tawrat ya ayyuhal masakin. Before we get to explaining the meaning of this narration, remember that the Bani Israel who brought iman in the hands of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, believers. The very Israel in the time of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam were believers. They believed in Allah, they believed in Rasulullah, and they believed in Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. They followed the Torah, although there were occasions in which they broke the command of Allah. From time to time, they broke the command of Allah. But in an overall sense, they were believers. Now listen to the meaning of the narration. Recorded by Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimahullah. He says, كُلُّ مَا فِي الْقُرْآنِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. In whichever place of the Quran, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Then in similar instances in the Quran, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَسَاكِينَ. Wherever Allah addresses the believers of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever Allah addresses you and I with the words يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, in similar instances in the Quran, Allah addresses the mu'mineen of the Bani Israel with the words يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَسَاكِينَ. You know what's the meaning of masakeen? We on the doorstep of Ramadan. And in Ramadan, people will give more charity than usual. Some people pay their zakat in the month of Ramadan. Truly speaking, zakat is not confined to the month of Ramadan. Zakat is 1 year from the time we become the Umm of Nisab. We won't get to the details of the masala now because that wasn't the intention. But nevertheless, in the month of Ramadan, now we're going to speak and we're going to give charity. Speak of charity, give charity. When we speak of charity, when we give charity, and then we, at some stage or the other, speak of the poor and the destitute. In Arabic, the poor and the destitute are referred to as fuqara and masakeen. Masakeen is the plural of the word miskeen, which translated into English would mean helpless, useless. Helpless or useless. So the poor and the destitute are called masakeen because they are helpless. They are unable to fulfill their needs. Now, the point that we want to make is that on the one hand, Allah Ta'ala described or addressed the Bani Israel with the words Ya Ayyuhal Masakeen. And on the other hand, He addresses the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with the words Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amal. Now remember what I said in the beginning. If you consider the fact that in the time of Musa Alayhi Salaam, the Bani Israel had Iman on Musa alayhi salam. In the time of Musa alayhi salam, the Bani Israel were, as you and I would say, believers. Which therefore means when Allah addressed them, Allah could have addressed them with the words, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, or those who believe. Because they were believers at that time. On the other hand, look at us. Look at myself and yourself. Look at the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Human beings like the rest of the human race. And what does Allah say about human beings? What does Allah say about man? خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Man has been created with this inherent quality of weakness. Weakness is part and parcel of human nature. Our existence is only because of Allah. We exist only because Allah brought us into existence and because Allah is keeping us alive. We only see because Allah lets us see. We only hear because Allah lets us hear. We only speak because Allah lets us speak. Whatever we do is only because of Allah subhanahu. It's only because Allah gave it to us. Our wealth, our strength, everything of us is from Allah. Otherwise, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. We are absolute weakness. We are absolutely useless. Which means like how the Bani Israel could have been addressed with the words, Ya Ayyuhal Masakin. You could have been addressed with the words, Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu. You and I could have been called, Ya Ayyuhal Masakin. If Allah addressed the Bani Israel, Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu, it would have been perfectly correct. And if Allah addressed us, Ya Ayyuhal Masakin, it would have been perfectly correct, Ya Ayyuhal Nas, Antum Al Fuqara'u Ila Allah. Another ayah. 56. When Allah addresses mankind, Ya Ayyuhal Nas, hey people, Antum Al Fuqara'u. Remember, we spoke about Fuqara'u Masakin, needy and destitute. So the reason why the poor are called fuqara, we won't go into the Arabic semantics of the word, but it basically means somebody in need. Allah says, Antum al fuqara, mankind, you are in need of Allah. We part of mankind. We part of the human race. Which therefore means if Allah addressed us in the same manner that He addressed the Bani Israel, and He said, Ya ayyuhal masakin, hey useless people, hey weaklings, it would have been perfect. But look how Allah honored the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look how Allah honored this Ummah, how Allah honors us. When it came to the Bani Israel, Allah looked at the human tendency or human nature. Allah looked at the inherent weakness in human beings and Allah called them masakin. But when Allah addressed us, He didn't look at our weakness. He looked at the strength of the Ummah. He looked at the outstanding feature of the Ummah. Or rather, He looked at the good quality of the Ummah. And He says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. Oh, people of Allah. Scholars of tafsir now, one of the reasons why Allah keeps on telling us, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, is to remind us that we have iman, now live up to the standard of iman. You have iman, now live up to the dictates of iman. You have iman, you have belief, now behave and live like mu'mineen. Behave like believers. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. And then they also tell us, whenever Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, Allah is trying to tell us that, listen, the next point is very important. If you have iman, you will make amal on it. If you have amal, you will implement it. If you have amal, you will practice on it. The example that we can give, if Maulana's son is making nonsense in the masjid, Sarawi is on our doorstep, isn't it? And while the seniors are busy with Sarawi, you know what the juniors are doing at the back. And somebody would say, you were all juniors once upon a time. But yes, some people might be saying, Maulana's children are more naughtier than everybody else. But anyway, now Maulana's son was making a racket at the back. One of the seniors caught him and he said, Maulana's son? He's not asking, are you Maulana's son? He's trying to say, if your father is Maulana, you shouldn't be behaving like this. If your father is Maulana, you should be behaving like Maulana. So likewise, and just by the way, this example is given 700 years ago by Hafiz ibn Kathir in his tafsir. He says, Yaban al-Alim, Yaban al-Alim, O son of the Alim. So when Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, Allah is saying, if you have iman, the next point is very important for you. You got to implement it in your lives. It's the demand of iman, which Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu are we going to speak about? Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu littaqullah. O people of iman, O people who believe, ittaqullah, have taqwa. Have taqwa. We are on the doorstep of Ramadan. And before Ramadan and in the course of Ramadan, we will repeatedly say and be told, the primary objective of Sawm of fasting is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you will inculcate the quality of taqwa.
What is taqwa?
Often we translate taqwa as
to fear Allah.
Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, second Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said it was one of the very learned Sahaba, Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu anhu. And he says, "Mat taqwa ya Ubay?"
Ubay, can you explain to me what is the meaning of taqwa?
And Ubay is like,
this is a strange question of Amir al-Mu'mini.
Ama salakta wadiyan da shawkin qattu? Ya Amir al-Mu'mini, was there never a time in which you walked on a thorny road? Ama salakta tariqan da shawkin qattu? Was there never a time in which you walked on a thorny road?
Sayyidina Umar says, Bala, of course.
Many times.
Sayyidina Ubay says,
Famada sana'at. When you walked on that thorny road, what did you do?
So he says, Shammartu wajtahattu.
Shammart.
Arabs used to wear lungis. Arab men used to wear lungis. But some people would say sarong.
But they would have the kurta, the qamis. So when you're walking on a thorny road, when you're doing some difficult mental work, then to make work easier or to make your task easier, you lift the kurta a little, you lift the qamis a little, you lift the lungi a little. Like if you see what I'm doing over here, just this. He says, Shammart, I lifted my garment, watched the hattu, and I was very careful. I was watching where I'm walking. Why? Because it's a thorny road. I have to avoid being pricked by any thorn. Whether big or small, that thorn is going to prick me. Sayyidina Umar says, Fadaka tuqa. You're asking me what's taqwa?
There's the meaning of
taqwa. There's the meaning of taqwa. Life is a journey.
People want to send you a card, they say life is a journey, right?
Enjoy the ride. Allah says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, life is a journey.
Prepare for the destination.
Prepare for the destination. So life is a journey. This road of life is filled with thorns. What are those thorns?
Those thorns are what you and I would call salinish.
Ikam in Arabic, guna in Urdu.
Now when you're walking on this road of life,
be very, very careful not to be pricked by any thorn, whether big or small.
That's the meaning. One of the Arab poets, I don't know how many more minutes we have left. Time is up. One of the Arab poets says, I won't go through the whole poem.
But he says, when you're living in this world, then can you like a person who's walking on a thorny road? يَحْدَرُ مَا يَرَى. He avoids every single thorn he sees. Why? He says, just remember, فَإِنَّ الْجِبَالَ مِنَ الْحَصَى. إِنَّ الْجِبَالَ مِنَ الْحَصَى. Those huge mountains you see, they made up of small, small particles of sand. They made up of small, small stones or small, small particles of sand. But all that put together eventually becomes a huge mountain. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha said, Nabi alayhi salam told her, Iyyaki wa muhaqqarati dhunub. Beware of those small sins which people trivialize, which people don't bother about. فَإِنَّهُنَّ يَجْتَمِعْنَ عَلَى الرَّجُلِ حَتَّى يُهْلِكْنَ. Because they collect and collect until they cause your destruction.
It might be one, then becomes two, then three.
Eventually all those small sins are no longer small. They don't become big and they lead to your destruction.
عَفَانَ اللَّهُ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَلَّهُ. Allah keep us from you.
Allah take us with iman. Allah resurrect us with iman.
Allah protect us from even seeing the doors of the fire. But nevertheless, so that is intense.
Ulama say, what's the meaning of taqwa?
It's like a bird, you know. And every bird has two wings.
It needs both wings to fly. The Muslim needs taqwa like a bird.
He needs two wings.
Taqwa is, number one, fulfill the command of Allah, and number two, abstain from everything that Allah has declared haram. That's the meaning.
ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد. مفسرين also note
that whenever Allah tells the mu'mineen in qalbi taqwa, immediately thereafter Allah gives a prescription. What should you do if you want to inculcate taqwa?
One is وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ.
Every nafs, every soul, every being should think about what he has sent forward for tomorrow. Think about what he has sent forward for tomorrow, as the scholars of the soul would say. If the pious servants of Allah would say day, at some time in the day or the night, think about what you are doing. Before going to sleep, think about what you did in the course of the day. If you realize that you've made a mistake, you've broken the command of Allah, then before closing your eyes, make tawbah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Allah refers to the day of Qiyamah is tomorrow. Because just as tomorrow is close, Qiyamah is so close. In Arabic they say, Kullu atin qareeb.
Kullu atin qareeb, whatever is coming, is close. Ramadan is coming, it's close.
Qiyamah is coming, so Qiyamah is close. Just like tomorrow is coming, tomorrow is close.
So Allah Ta'ala calls the day of Qiyamah tomorrow. Welcome. Every nafs to think, what has it sent forward for tomorrow? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide one and all to think about our tomorrow. May Allah guide each one of us to think of what we have sent forward tomorrow, so that our tomorrow can be successful. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.